JJ on the mic. So this man right here, he is a world-renowned DJ. He represents Terror Squad. He represents YMCMB, and he's the best. We got DJ Khaled here. What's up, man?
JJ, I wanted to call Houston and let the world know that I want to be with you.
Man, I don't even feel special now. You don't put it out there you wanted to be with Nikki. Now I'm just chopped liver.
Nah, you ain't chopped liver. You the filet mignon.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. I like that. What's going on, Khaled? How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm super blessed, man. I got my 7th album coming out September 24th. It's called Suffering for Success. I want to thank JJ. I want to thank your listeners. I want to thank the box. I want to thank just all the supporters for making No New Friends top 5 record in the country. And then, you know, I just dropped a big record that everybody's talking about, another record that's going to be topping the charts. And it's called I Want to Be With You with the beautiful Nicki Minaj featuring my brother Rosé and my brother Future. JJ, we out here.
You kind of set that song up by doing the whole proposal. It was so funny because I was reading an article where Busta Rhymes was talking about, I watched the proposal 30 times trying to figure out myself if it was serious or if he was just playing. But we knew that you really weren't proposing to Nicki, though. But it was cute. It was cute.
I wanted to tap the emotions of the record and take marketing to another level. So I wanted to really present it in a special way for the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you definitely caught everybody's attention. Now, this is your 7th album, Suffering from Success. I'm not sure if I'm suffering or not, so I was just thinking maybe you could tell me some symptoms.
Of course, it's the pain. It's the passion, right? It's also the deep thought.
Okay.
It's also the grind.
All right, well, then I might be suffering after all.
Oh, no, you suffer, JJ, you suffering from success. You got the highest ratings in the city. So,
I do.
You know,
that's true.
Like, you suffering from success.
We're talking to DJ Khaled. Now, earlier we were talking about suffering from success, and with success comes haters. And I got one of my coworkers that was like, the only reason that Khaled's even on top is because he's a part of the Illuminati.
Wow, they put me in the Illuminati category now? Wow. I mean, that just shows you that people are talking about me, and that's love, and I take that as a blessing. Definitely not Illuminati. I don't even know what Illuminati is. I couldn't even tell you what it means.
Yeah, me either. Talking to DJ Khaled here. Now, Khaled, Fat Joe kind of mended his relationship with 50 Cent. What's your relationship with 50 Cent like nowadays? Are y'all cool?
I mean, you know, Fat Joe, you know, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, he has his reasons to do what he has to do. I don't have beef with nobody in this world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know him enough to say, you know what I'm saying, to squash something. Because, you know, I associate with only my team and my circle.
All right. Well, you know, Timbaland came out along with Jay-Z and said that they have adopted you and Drake. Are you up for adoption?
I Timbaland meant that in a love way, meaning as in, like, you know, because, you know, Timbaland's my friend and Jay-Z's my friend. So, you know, I've been in the studio with them working a lot lately. You know, we just been vibing together throughout the years. We've been close friends. So I think Timbaland has got ways of his words to, he's real passionate as well as I am.
Yeah.
So he's just saying, basically, that's my brother for real.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, Khaled, I got the top 5 questions for DJ Khaled. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1, we the best or we the best forever?
We the best forever.
Okay. Question number 2, Rick Ross or Jeezy?
Y'all crazy. I like y'all. Y'all crazy. I mean, of course I'm going to say my brother Rick Ross is my brother.
Okay. Question number 3.
Shout out to Jeezy, though. Shout out to Jeezy. Got number love. You ain't going to set me up.
No,
I got love for everybody. Come on. Bring it on.
Question number 3. Miami Dolphins or New Orleans Saints?
I'm going with the Miami Dolphins, and I got love for New Orleans Saints, though. I got love for New Orleans Saints,
though,
too. You
cheating on these questions.
But
you cheating.
You feel me? You good. I ain't gonna lie. You good.
Question number 4. Wingstop or BW3s?
I'm going Wingstop.
All right. I had a feeling. And then question number 5. Ciroc or GTV?
Wow. You really decided. Yeah, listen. This JJ. Yo, Ken, we gotta talk later, Ken. Oh, listen. Of course, I'm Ciroc boy. I'm a Ciroc boy. And salute to my brother Birdman with his GTV.
Yeah. See?
Salute. 100%.
Very good. You did really well answering those questions. Khaled, I hope to see you in H-Town very soon. Maybe we could do a birthday party together since your birthday is the day after mine in November. You're my fellow Sagittarius.
We'll set something up, you know what I'm saying? I plan to go on the road for the month of September, so hopefully I can come through there And everybody in Houston, request my new singles called I Wanna Be With You, featuring Nicki Minaj, Rosé, and Future, Super Smash. And once again, thank you, JJ, and the whole box, and shout out to Terry, and shout out to GT, and shout out to all y'all people over there, my peoples.